This is Sky News Radio on Monday the 29th of December. The top story so far, a British man tells us about his escape from a burning ferry off the coast of Corfu.
When the flames are licking up around the boat and there's just no sign of help, you know, you feel somewhat helpless.
Search teams are scouring Indonesian waters for a missing Air Asia jet.
We don't really want to speculate until we find the aircraft. We know what went wrong, then we'll look into it.
A Virgin Atlantic plane which developed problems with its landing gear has safely touched down at Gatwick Airport. Subcontractors talk about the thousands they were owed by collapsed delivery firm CityLink.
And obviously I'm going to have to lay my staff off now and obviously try and sell a few vehicles and just try and keep the mortgage going really.
I'm Barry Weir. The number of people killed on a ferry that caught fire off the coast of Corfu has risen to 7. All of the surviving passengers have now been rescued. Around 470 people were on board the vessel. 4 British citizens are believed to have been among them. Nicholas Channing Williams is one of them. He's been speaking to Sky News and says it was a scary situation.
Basically, it just started at sort of 5 o'clock in the morning with a small fire alarm thing, and of course, by the time we got out of the room and didn't really have all the sort of correct equipment with us, it proved to be quite a big fire. And then when we got out on deck, it was the flames were huge, and a lot of the cars were on fire, and it was actually just very scary, to be honest. And then there was only one place you could stand, which was in the rain, from 5 o'clock in the morning, and then the rest of the day, and then of course for us, it started again, you know, with the evening, which was even worse, because the ship was tipping to one side as well. We ended up climbing back up a rope through one of the windows of the ferry, and we got back up to where they were evacuating with a helicopter, because they couldn't have rescued us from down.
Well, the blaze is believed to have broken out early yesterday morning on one of the ferry's car decks. Doddy Channing-Williams received a photo of her son after he was rescued, but he was caked in grease, and she didn't recognise him.
My heart sank. I thought, oh no, now they've told me twice that he's been rescued, and he hasn't, it's not him. But of course, when I looked more closely, then I could see it was him.
Still ahead, we hear from a passenger who was on board a plane that had to land at Gatwick Airport after developing a fault with its landing gear. But first, countries around Asia have sent ships and planes to help in the search for a missing airliner. Officials said earlier that the jet carrying 162 people could be at the bottom of the sea after it was presumed to have crashed off the Indonesian coast. Air Asia boss Tony Fernandez says they're still no closer to finding out what happened.
Until we have a full investigation, we know what went wrong. We really can't speculate until we find the aircraft. We know what went wrong, then we'll look into it and see what we need to improve, if we need to improve. But it's speculation at the moment, so it's premature to talk at the moment.
Well, the latest is the operation is focusing on a patch of oil that was spotted in the water, which could provide some clues. A British man and his daughter were on board the flight from Indonesia to Singapore early yesterday morning. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla was asked whether there was still a chance of anyone being found alive.
Oh yes, our operations continue. No limit to find best plane and passengers. There are 30 ships there now on. There are 15 planes and helicopters, even fishermen, we are asking to find it.
The operation's drawn comparisons with the ongoing search for Malaysia Airlines MH370, but salvage expert Captain John Noble says it's a very different case.
The sea depth here is relatively shallow, 50, 80 metres, as opposed to the 6,000 metres we're talking about where the MH370 might be. So from that point of view, you don't have the technical problems of depth.
Separately today, a Virgin Atlantic plane which suffered problems with its landing gear has safely landed at Gatwick Airport. The Boeing 747 had been circling over southern England. One witness described seeing the plane visibly shaking in an attempt to free the locked gear. The flight to Las Vegas took off from Gatwick around lunchtime, but a short while later it had to turn back after developing a fault. Mike Kaufman was on that flight.
The landing, we were just saying that it was smoother than some other landings we'd experienced. It was incredible. Maybe slowed down more than they would normally do, but very smooth. The whole process, the pilot, but also the whole crew have been very calm And we had, none of us had, we're all busy Googling and looking at Sky News now. We didn't realise there'd be such a fuss because it's been such a calm experience. It shows how professional flight crew and pilots are and how good the aircraft are, because it was textbook, really. Very, you know, the way they handled the brace position, all the instructions, all 547 passengers were kept calm because the crew were calm.
That was passenger Mike Kaufman speaking to us from the Virgin Atlantic flight just after it had touched down at Gatwick Airport. This is Sky News Radio. Still ahead, we hear from those who are being hit by delivery firm CityLink's move into administration.
The administrator said they have been in little talks with other companies that may well want to take the place over, but personally, I don't think it's looking good. I think CityLink has had its day.
And the latest ad to get smokers to quits released, and it's made to shock as well.
Every cigarette rots you from the inside out.
CityLink workers have been told by administrators for the collapsed company that most will lose their jobs on New Year's Eve.
We've done all of the work and now we don't know how we're going to get the money back.
Last 3 nights we haven't even slept properly. So many debts we have to pay, so many bills and everything.
They told us everything is done, it's finished. We're not going to have any work.
Some CityLink employees in North London speaking to us there. More than 2,700 people are employed by the parcel delivery firm, but some subcontractors will also be badly hit, with many claiming they haven't been paid for at least a month. Lee Adams supplied vans and drivers to the firm and says he's owed £25,000.
We've run up thousands of pounds in fuel bills. So it's not just cost us, our drivers are losing wages. We've invested money, so it's not just wages that we're losing out, and we're losing out on everything.
Lee Brown is another subcontractor worried about the impact. He's been speaking to Sky's Lisa Dowd.
I'm affected big time. I've just possibly going to lose £153,000. I've got 5 employees, 5 trucks, which now I've got no work for, and I don't seem to be getting any answers at all to what's going on.
How bad could this be for you?
Very bad. Very bad, to the point, because I'm not a limited company, I'm a sole trader, so everything relies on my house, so it could be very, very bad for me.
And do you fear that you could lose the business and the house?
Definitely, 100% on that, yeah.
What would you like to hear from the company? I mean, have you been able to get any information at all? Do you hold any hope out of getting the money back?
Well, I've spoke to the administrators in there, and they sort of say, yeah, there's a small chance of getting your money, but you may have to wait up until a year to see anything back at all, which is a year is no good to anybody, not that amount of money. And obviously I'm going to have to lay my staff off now and obviously try and sell a few vehicles and just try and recoup something just to keep the mortgage going, really.
Hate crime against Muslim women is on the rise, according to a charity. Telmama, a national project monitoring anti-Muslim incidents, says it's seen between a 5 and 10% increase in cases in the last 18 months. The number of women wearing a niqab or face veil and reporting hate crime has also doubled in the last 2 years. 21-year-old Yasmin Khalid says it's made her a target for racist abuse, but admits she's only ever reported it twice.
Sometimes I walk off humiliated. Sometimes I speak up and say, have you got a problem or something? Sometimes I just cry. Sometimes I go away somewhere and cry because sometimes I just don't know what to do.
A boss at Network Rail, blamed for the train chaos at the weekend, which disrupted thousands of journeys, isn't getting his bonus worth up to £370,000 next year. But the company insists it's only because Robin Gisby is leaving his role in February. Smokers switching to roll-ups are being warned in a new ad campaign that they harm the body just as much as manufactured cigarettes.
When you smoke, toxins attack your insides, causing your body to rot. Every cigarette rots you from the inside out.
Officials at Public Health England say the proportion of male smokers using rolling tobacco has more than doubled in England since 1990 to 40%. Women smokers using rollies went from just 2 to 23% in the same period. The ad is so graphic it can't be shown on TV, but most people we asked did seem to think smoking rollies isn't as bad for you.
It's got less chemicals in it as well than cigarettes, so I prefer smoking rollers.
They don't have the chemicals in them that tailor-made cigarettes do to keep them burning down. You're just using the tobacco, the paper and the filter.
Baccy's obviously cheaper, but I don't think they're all unhealthy for you, are they?
And it's perhaps no surprise after all the controversy over its release, but The Interview has become Sony Pictures' biggest ever online film release. The studio says it's made more than $15 million, that's nearly £10 million, in just 4 days. The comedy about the fictional assassination of the North Korean leader was initially pulled from screens following attempts to attack theatres and cinemagoers. Our top stories again, and the Italian Coast Guard says two more bodies have been recovered from the Greek ferry fire, bringing the number killed to seven. Four British nationals were among more than 400 people who were rescued. Traces of oil have been spotted in the Java Sea, in the area where a missing Air Asia plane is thought to have gone down, and there are calls for the business secretary to intervene over the collapsed parcel firm CityLink. Thanks for listening. Don't forget there's more from Sky News on TV, on our mobile and iPad apps, and at skynews.com.